Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the fourth weekend of April. This year we have 5 weekends in April, so this one is not yet the last one. Spring is coming forth very strongly. Once the snow was gone after the heat wave of last week, I noticed that the color of the grass was no longer brown but green. Some garden flowers started blossoming, and even though the trees are still without leaves, if I look very carefully, I can see some baby leaves sprouting in yellow color. Within 2 weeks, trees will have leaves and the tulips will be blossoming everywhere here in Ottawa. It always surprises me how fast the season visibly changes once the snow is gone. What change in the nature around you have you noticed this week? Last weekend, April 16th, was my birthday. I always like to say that I share my birthday with the world-famous comedian of the 20th century, Charles Chaplin. In any case, today I would like to share with you a memory from my childhood related to my birthday. This one is from the time when I was 7 years old, and it's about a birthday present that I got from my grandmother. Initially, when I started writing the story, I was going to write about the actual physical birthday present that I got from my grandmother. But interestingly, it ended up being about something else. I wonder what cherished birthday memory of yours might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Cherished birthday present. The spring I turned 7, my maternal grandmother came to visit us at our new house in the suburb to celebrate 2 things, my birthday and my first participation in the annual concert of the local music school I had recently started attending. I had been taking piano lessons at this school along with my 2 best friends since a year ago, and it was our first time to perform solo in front of an audience. My grandmother was very excited to be there for my special day. The day before the concert, she traveled from her home in the countryside by trains with a heavy backpack full of handmade food items that only she could make. On the day of the event, my grandmother stayed with me while my mother handled the logistics of the day. When my 2 best friends and I got changed into our pale pink dresses and played in the lobby while waiting for our turns, she watched us with a huge happy smile on her face, complimenting on how we all looked like princesses. She also eagerly chatted with my friends' mothers and one of my friends' grandparents who were also there. To me, it was just a big fun day when I got to wear a real dress that I wasn't normally allowed to wear, spend a few minutes playing the piano on stage, and play around with my best friends for the rest of the day. But looking at my grandmother, I felt something else. Dressed up in one of her best clothes and smiling and chatting happily with others in the room, I could see that she was having a truly special day. The day after the music concert, my grandmother, mother, and I went to do some shopping in the city center. First, my grandmother bought me my birthday present, a huge plush doll of Doraemon, answering my wish that I had had for the past 6 months. Then we went to a few department stores to look for good clothes for my grandmother, a gift from my mother to her mother. In between, we would stop at a food court inside one of the shopping malls for a quick lunch break. Looking back, I can recall the excitement of the days we had together during my grandmother's visit. Her arrival at the train station, the day of my music concert, followed by a fun shopping day. And throughout all those moments, I remember how happy my grandmother looked. Not the passive kind, but the real one, where she was smiling because she was really having a great time of her life.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.